Numbers 11, verse 23. The Lord answered Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short?" By Tuesday, an interpreter's choice has to be made in Numbers 11. Should we treat the power of delegation or the power of God? It's a no-brainer. We'll discuss God's arm. Israel complained, "We want meat." God heard. He was angry. Nevertheless, in his mercy, he gave meat for 600,000 men and others, so plentiful it was too much. The people had made their comparisons with life in Egypt, and in their thanklessness for the Lord's care, they lacked trust in his providing. Their desires came first, so they complained. "Nothing but this manna." God was angry. Moses, too, was troubled, and he even objected, saying, "This people is too big a burden." God arranged for 70 elders to help Moses, and they too were given the Spirit. The people wanted meat. God arranged it. According to some commentators, each gatherer had about 60 bushels of quail. Is the Lord's arm too short? Hardly. Are we thankful? Are we trusting? Do we complain? Is this all there is on the menu? How can I learn all this so short a time? What are we to do with all these students? How can we handle so many programs at once? Where will we get the money? Does God's arm seem too short? Thanklessness, you see, angers God. He's gracious, and somehow we just take his generosity for granted. We demand things according to our liking. We don't want to trust his wisdom, his timing, his leading. And this is a form of rejection. God was able to save his people from the Egyptian army, and God wants to rescue us also from selfish thinking. For such rejection of the Lord, we must repent, beg forgiveness. He will have mercy because of Christ, who, like a lamb, went to the slaughter on our behalf with no complaint. God will aid us in everything. So we need to pray, "Lord, help me trust you more. Guide me in your ways." And the next time we catch ourselves focusing on our own desires and forming a complaint on our lips, we should rather throw ourselves into God's mercy, because he has an incredibly huge arm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.